Log Talk Radio.
That's right. So this is what you can do. We'll get the number for you, and I'll post it on my website and on my website. So until we get the number to you, you can reach out to me. Okay, just go to RitaSueWill.com and just let me know that you want to rent a room for the situation room, that you want to rent the place, and I'll make sure we make that happen for you. Okay. So now we come on up to Marcus. A couple things we want to talk about because I want to interview him before he dances. Because he'll probably be out of breath when he's done. So I'm going to go ahead and get it out now. Come on up here. Y'all give it up for DeMarcus, the God's chosen. He is a winner. Last year, he was a winner of KHBN Homegrown Honors, correct? That's right. This year, he was Male Mime Artist of the Year. Which award was that? That was from the I Am Mime Experience. Y'all give it up for him. Give it up. Awesome job. Now, listen. There was a situation that happened. I don't know if you young people heard about it this week. There was a situation that happened, and I'm glad we got young people in here, to where on the bus, DART bus, and it was Sunday. And on the news, you can see it looks like a huge fight going on. And it wasn't really a huge fight. What it was actually an assault. They all jumped one person. They all jumped one young man. And this is about the young people. Now, I'm glad to say, and I kid you not, I'm glad to say that at least two of them were arrested because it's unnecessary. And the only thing that the gentleman did was ask them to put their cigarettes out, and they decided to jump them. And it saddens me that we actually have people out there who think that they can just, you know, if you say anything to them that they don't like, all of a sudden they just start fighting. Now, I think that's ridiculous. And I think it takes some positive young people like, you know, like we had Raven and Julius and DeMarcus and Isaiah Mine and Gifted to Mine, Bryson, some positive people to start spreading positivity. And, you know, I'll say it like this. It only takes God to change someone's heart. But you know what? God uses us down here to help change other people. And so when we are blessed, when we are blessed enough to have a sound mind and a sound spirit, we are supposed to, that's not for us. That blessing is just not for us. We are blessed to be a blessing to somebody else. And if we are all down here, and as blessed as we all are, there's something that we should leave behind that we could be doing right now, that when we leave this earth, we can say that we left this behind, that we left things a little bit better. That when I left my environment, you know, from the world that I'm in, the people of God allowed to be in my life, that perhaps I left them a little bit better. When Raven leaves this place, she needs to say she left something. She left a legacy, something that made to make things a little bit better. Same thing with DeMarcus and Isaiah and Gifted to Mime and Bryson. That when I left that place, I left it a little bit better. And what they remember about me is something positive that I left, and something that they can use later on when they want to encourage some other young people who may be going in the wrong direction or what have you. And the other thing, and I know young people don't like to do this, but one of the things that my mom taught me is if you see something, say something. Okay? Does that mean you have to jump in the fight? No, of course not. But there's nothing wrong. You use your phone for everything else. Call 911. call 911, just leave it on speaker. If you don't want to do anything else, call 911, leave it on speaker. They'll get your signal, see where you are, and they'll send officers. But there's no reason why all these people can watch this one person being jumped and nothing happened. You know, so we have got to do better, and we have to teach. We as the older ones, I keep calling myself an older one now because I'm 50 and y'all just had a birthday. So I'm 50 now, but I can say we older ones need to teach the younger ones that, no, you don't have to jump into a fight. But at the very least, you can call 911 and just leave your phone on speaker, and they'll pick up on your signal, and help will come. But we cannot continue to just turn our head when we see something like this going on. Because you know what? Even though the law may not hold us responsible, God's going to hold you responsible. And I promise you, his wrath is much greater than the wrath of any jailhouse that you can go through. I promise you that. My mom and my dad used to tell me all the time, you don't want a butt whooping from the Lord. That's the butt whooping you will always remember. The butt whooping from the Lord. Because he know how to get your attention. You know, DeMarcus, does God know how to get your attention?
Yeah.
You'll be wondering, doggone, how come I can't? I know good and well. I lost my job, lost my apartment, lost my car, my phone cut off. Me and my girlfriend are broke up, and my family mad at me, and it just ain't nothing going right. God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to make you say, oh, Lord. Okay, finally you're calling on him. So this is what I'm saying, especially young people. If you see something, say something. Oh, at the very least, let somebody else do something. Put your phone on speaker, dial 911, and just let it roll. They'll come where you are. All right? Now, let's go ahead. We're going to see DeMarcus now. Tell us a little bit about God's Chosen. Dance Company now, right? God's Chosen Dance Company.
God's Chosen Dance Company was birthed this time last year, and it's basically a dance company to inspire, encourage, and uplift young people in the dance ministry. We have dancers, we have moms, we have crump artists, and this year we're adding ballet, jazz, and lyrical. So we'll be adding a few other entities to our company. I can just say that God has truly blessed me to be a pillar in my community, and I love the community. Anybody who knows me, who follows me on Facebook, you see me out of the community, stop by. I love getting involved. So anything that I can put my hands on that a better I need for tomorrow, I'm about that. It's not about the pain that's on my face, but it's about the impact I can make while the pain is on.
All right. And now listen, everybody, now. And he does. You can follow him on Facebook. He's on all over Facebook, Chad. He's all over it. So everybody here today is. And we have to have an event where we all can get together and just do some another event where we all can get together and display what God gave us, give out some information. And so the next time we do this, we do the live show. And for those of you who don't know, the Read Scripture Cafe, we air every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Today we did 10 o'clock because we were doing it live here from the Situation Room. But other than that, I'm on the air every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. right here on KGZMradio.com. And like I said, we talk about things young people want to talk about. Typically, we read a letter from one of our young people. We didn't get a chance to do that today because we had a number of guests here, but I don't mind that at all. Also, we have another event coming up soon, and I'll let you know about that. But once again, meet me next Saturday morning on KGTMradio.com. Also, you can go to my Facebook page. There's a Rita Sue Wills Facebook page. There's a Rita Williams Facebook page. Y'all just come on, get on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook. Or, hey, if you're still up and you want to dial in, you can dial in to 773-897-6291. That's 773-897-6291. You ready, DeMarcus? He's about to blaze the floor right now. Okay, while he's coming, once again, I want to say thank you to Ms. Carolyn for allowing us to tune in here today. Love you dearly, and I can't wait to be able to do it again. And I would like for this to be the first of very many. And hey, we're looking to do bigger things, right, Raven? Bigger and better things. That's right, that's right. Somebody once told me, now, hey, I'm telling you, somebody just told me this. I'm not saying this to me, but somebody once told me, you need to go ahead and do this. You need to go ahead and get through it 100% because, you know, you're Oprah from Oprah with Oprah. I'm like, all right, cool. have more things coming up, a movie, TV show, game show, face plays. We have all those things coming up, CD. So y'all stay tuned for what we're doing. Yeah, I didn't forget about the CD. Yeah, so here we go, DeMarcus.
Thank you.
love it. Awesome, DeMarcus. Y'all give it up again. Give us a hand for God's chosen, DeMarcus. God's chosen band company, DeMarcus. I want to thank everybody for coming in this morning, for joining us this morning on Inside Readers, on Readers Company Cafe. Broadcasting live from the Situation Room right here inside of Southwest Center Mall on KDCMRadio.com. Now, next week, once again, we'll be broadcasting live at our regular schedule time, 9 o'clock a.m., and we'll have another special guest on in May, and it's going to be awesome. None other than Mr. Vincent, owner and designer of the Flyconic clothing line. So he has his own clothing line. I love to see young people doing their own thing and trying to make it. So we're going to make sure we keep supporting them. Once again, I thank everybody for tuning in and for logging in. Those of you who are logged in, those of you who are on the phone, and for those who came out here live. And thank you, Raven, for showing up. I love you. Thank you. Miss Claudia, love you dearly. Diane was here earlier. Thank you, Isaiah Mine. Bryce and my other favorite co-hosts over there. Yes, buddy. And I have my two grandbabies here with me today. TJ. Hey, TJ. You going to say hi? Okay. Jazzy. Hi, Jazzy. You coming? Okay, Bryce, bring her up here. She wants to come. So I have my two grandchildren up here. Come on, TJ. So I have TJ up here, and I'm just going to let him say hi to everybody right before we close out. Say hi.
Hi. Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah. Did you eat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Was it good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Come here, Jazzy. Say hi.
Hi.
All right. Say bye-bye. 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 All right. Thank you, everybody. And now, next Saturday, that means tomorrow is Sunday. Everybody, don't forget to go to church tomorrow. And if you don't have a church home, you can meet me at Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dow Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas. And since I'm only here, you know, so I'm going to go ahead and say this. If you don't have a church home, you can meet my mama over at Concord Baptist Church, right up right here. Pennsylvania Drive, okay, right across the street from Southwest Center Mall. All right, right here in the heart of Oak Cliff. See you tomorrow, Pastor Green, the church. Love you, First Lady. We need a grid, and I will see you all tomorrow. Everybody else, I'll see you all next Saturday. I'll be the Cafe right here on KDCM Radio.